各位弟兄姐妹来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们今天要来看旧约里面先知他讲话为什么有权柄有能力。
Today we want to take a look at why the prophets in the Old Testament speaks with such authority and power.
但是有些人对先知这两个字有误解。
Oftentimes people have a misunderstanding of the word prophet.
很多人想说先知是不是未卜先知。
Sometimes they think that prophets are just people who knows the future.
所以很多人都希望哎呀如果有人能够未卜先知告诉我我这一生会怎么样我做工作会怎么样我的家庭会怎么样那该多好啊。
And so if there's such a person who can tell me the future with respect to my family, my children, my career, wouldn't that be great?
所以很多人就用了各种不同的办法就是看手相啦观星照啦问算命的等等就是要知道自己的未来是怎么样。
And so there are people who are involved with astrology or they want to go to fortune tellers, or they want to use whatever other means so that they can know what the future may hold for them.
当然旧约先知里面也有这个功能。
Of course, in the Old Testament, the prophets do fulfill this aspect of their work.
因为神要把我们人类怎么来将来的他的对世界的计划人的终极怎么样世界的终极怎么样都事先要告诉我们。
Because God does have the intention through the prophets to tell his people or the people of this world what the world will be and how his salvation will be accomplished and what the end of the world will become.
但是最重要的并不是只是这些预言的功能而已。
But as a prophet, their main function is not just to foretell the future.
因为这个先知的英文的 prophet, P-R-O, pro, 有两个意思。
The word prophet, if you look at its root, the word pro has two different meanings.
第一个叫做直觉宣告就是 foretell, F-O-R-T-H, foretell.
The first aspect is foretell.
就是宣告宣告神的信息。
That is, they are proclaiming the message from God.
就是看到先知看到当代的人在信仰上尤其神的子民他们信仰上有偏差的时候指出缺点说真话。
And so the function of the prophet from that perspective is that when they're going in the wrong direction and God will use the prophets to declare to his people that they are making mistake or they're going in the wrong direction.
现代人说真话的人很少很多人也不喜欢人说真话。
These days, there are only very little people who speak the truth. And in fact, there are only very few people who want to speak the truth.
第二个这个 pro 有什么意思就是预告的意思是 foretell, F-O-R-E, foretell.
And so the second aspect of the word pro means to foretell.
所以就是先知的话语有这样的功能一个是当代的一个是 in time, 一个 out time, 是一个是有关于将来的。
And so the two aspects of the prophet speaking, one is to declare and to speak about the current condition, but the second aspect of it is to talk about the future.
但是这两个性质在一起有时候是当代讲的但是对未来也是会应验有时候它会重复的应验。
And so even with the respect to the foretelling,of things of God, even though they pertain to the current generation, but oftentimes these words also would be repeated and will pertain to future generation and applicable to future generation as well.
所以我们就要很小心地读先知的话。
And so when you read the words of the prophet, we must be careful.
因为神的话语必不突然缓回，以赛亚是58章告诉我们55章，神的话语一定要实现的，不管在这个时代或是在哪一个时代，一定要实现的。
Because the word of God does not go out and return in vain, as the book of Isaiah tells us. If God speaks, then it will come to pass.
所以我们要非常的慎重的去听。
So we must be careful to listen.
所以先知还有第二个名称的意思就是 seer, 就是先见。
And so another word used for prophet is seer, meaning someone who can foresee the future.
先知能看到人所看不见的为他的时代的人指点一个出路。
And also, as part of the function of a seer, they're able to point the direction, point the proper direction for people to take.
现在美国最需要的不是什么经济的专家啦，政治的专家，还是军事的专家，最需要的不是这个。
In America today, what is needed the most is not experts in economics.
因为很多人讲说，哎，现在美国啊，在看那个历史上啊，每一个大帝国要衰亡的时候，那些现象好像都有了哦。
There are some people who are observers of the times. They say that a lot of the events or symptoms of great empires approaching their fall, these symptoms are being observed currently with the United States.
他说：“你看罗马大帝国啊，它要衰亡的时候，就是有两个真相。”
Look at the great Roman Empire. Right before their decline, two symptoms are observed.
第一个就是说。人民的生活啊，这个尤其是上层的啦的那个罪恶已经到一个程度啊，就是变成满街都是罪恶的那种程度，道德堕落到一个程度的时候，这是第一个真相。
You see that in a society, especially with a so-called upper echelon, the lives of the people are very decadent and they're very corrupt.
但是你说，哎，这个没有什么稀奇，现在每个时代，你看很多的社会。很多国家也不是都是这样吗
？Well, people may say that's not something unusual. You look at every society, you look at every country. It's the same thing being played on.
但是汤温比指出来哈，这个很有名的历史学家，他是说第二个真相哦，说出来你可能会不相信。
Well, according to famous historians, they also say, well, there's a second symptom that even when it's described, you may not even believe it.
当一个国家啊，人民啊，那个娱乐啊，尤其是运动啊，变成他们所有生活中最重要的时候啊，不可缺少的时候啊，举国疯狂的时候，就是要衰落的开始。
When entertainment, especially with respect to sporting events, takes over the society and takes over the mind of the people, and when people are going crazy after these sporting events.That is also a clear sign of decline.
所以你知道吗？你看美国有棒球季、篮球季、高尔夫球季，什么球季，他说为了把人民的生活都占满了。
You see, in America today, we have the golf season, we have the NBA, we have the baseball season, we have football season. All the sporting events that we have accumulate and take over all of our entire time.
所以说，有些罗马皇帝就知道说，哎，罗马人要求只要两点。给他面包吃，第二个很多的运动，那就好了。
So the Roman emperors knew this, so they know that in order to keep the people happy, they just need to feed them and also give them plenty of sporting events.
但是先知就看出来了，第一个，公义是一个国家的基础。
However, the prophets, they see this clearly. They say that righteousness is the foundation of a nation.
他说公义使邦国高级，罪恶是人民的羞耻。
Because righteousness elevates a nation, but sin is the shame of its people.
当这个国家公义、公平，还有人民对罪那个羞耻感都失去的时候，它就一个根基毁坏的开始。
When the people of a nation start to become indifferent towards righteousness and start to live in sin and yet be desensitized by it, then that marks the beginning of a decline.
所以先知的最重要的功能不是只是说这未来要发生什么事，当然有这个功能。但是最重要的，第一个拆穿人的虚假。
And so while the work of the prophet does include foretelling the future, really what is most important for them to do, number one, is to be able to break down the lies and the pretense that human beings have.
把人的虚假拿掉的时候，才是一个人真正要回头。蒙神祝福的开始。
When you're able to take down the pretenses of mankind, then that is only that's the beginning of repentance for people to return back to God.
如果你看到一个国家，这个政党，他们都是讲的话都是虚假的，人民做事也是虚假的，关系也都是虚假的，什么东西也是连流钱啊，等什么东西啦，物质很多都是假的，你就知道这是最大的问题。
When you listen to the leaders of a country, when you listen to the politicians and people who are in leadership positions, when you realize that all the statements and proclamations they make, they're all false or they're all superficial or they're all without substance, then you know that is the sign of a decline.
甚至有时候我们是已经基督徒了，我们生活中还有很多的虚假，也自己也不知道。
Well, as Christians, even in our lives, there are many aspects of our lives, maybe they are also superficial or they're false, and that sometimes we are even unaware of them.
我们现在先打开我们的圣经，来看耶利米书旧约十七章第九节。
Let us turn our Bibles to the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9.
So, 先知的功能的第一个就是拆穿人的虚假。
And so the first function of the prophet is to tear down the falsehood, tear down man's falsehood.
第十七章第九到第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10.
我来念哦。人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？我耶和华是鉴察人心、试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的事、做事的结果报应他。
The heart of deceitful, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve.
他说人的心比万物都诡诈。
It says here that the heart is deceitful above all things.
坏到极处的意思是说病入膏肓无可救药的意思。
It means that it is beyond repair, it is beyond redemption.
他说谁能识透就是谁能够真正知道自己的心是什么呢？
Who can understand it? It speaks to the fact that no one even can have the ability to understand the deceitful heart.
他意思是说，有时候我们不是有时候，就是说，他这里讲说，连我们自己也不了解我们自己真正的心是什么，什么样的状况。
So when it says that who can understand it, not only can others not understand it, but it also speaks to ourselves that we.Do not sometimes even have the ability to understand how deceitful our heart is.
所以认识我们的心是怎么样的是非常要紧的。
So how important it is to understand our hearts, it is supremely important.
所以很多人讲说啊，我们因误会而结合，因了解而分开。
And so some people say, with misunderstanding we come together, but with understanding we have to part our ways.
是不是很多婚姻都是这样的啦？
Isn't that how many of the marriages are?
因为不了解他，所以我们就在一起了。等到有一天我看清楚，哦，原来他是这样的人。
We were married because we did not know each other well enough, but after years of knowing each other well enough, we realized we have to part ways.
所以人的心的虚假代表什么问题呢？
So, what are the problems that would arise from deceitfulness?
第二个人的心的虚假就带来的罪，罪。
Well, first, it results in sin.
所以先知的第二功能啊，我等一下会每一个都会解释一下，详细解释。第二功能就是拆穿罪的虚假。
And so the second function of the prophet is to reveal the falsehood of sin.
如果人不知道我们的心是比什么都诡诈，坏到极处，连我们自己都不知道，如果没有这个认知的话。就很危险。
If a person does not have the thorough understanding that our heart is, that our hearts are deceitful and that they're oftentimes false, and then we do not have that clear understanding, then it becomes a danger to us.
所以第二个先知要拆穿因人的虚假带来罪的虚假，要把罪的虚假也拆穿了。
And so the second function of the prophet is to tear down the falsehood of sin, because that which resulted from the falsehood of the heart.
我有时候我们以为啊，那些最坏的罪啊，就是那些啊，电视打开啊，哇，牛二娘哪里又杀死几个人啊，哪边又什么凶杀案啊等等，不是这个。
Sometimes I once considered that the worst type of sins would be what you see on television when there's another person being killed or another murder case is being discovered.Actually, those are not the worst of sins.
最坏的罪是用最美的包装把它包装起来。
The worst type of sin are those sins that are actually packaged with the most beautiful packaging.
让你不知道那就是罪。
So that you actually do not know that they are sin.
不但去行，而且什么还很乐意去行。
And not only are you participating or in sin, you actually enjoy living in sin.
我相信你听过这一句西洋的俗语。
Maybe you've heard of this before.
他说，爱情啊，爱情啊，多少罪恶因嫁你，用你的名而行。
In the name of love, so many sin had been conducted.
自由啊，自由啊，多少罪恶啊，借着你的名而行。
And in the name of freedom, how many evil had been conducted?
是不是？今天很多人说我要爱情啊。
Isn't that the case? Many people today say, I choose love.
我结婚就是为了爱情，享受爱情了。
I'm married because I want to love, because I enjoy love.
如果从我配偶上得不到的时候，我就上网了，找到了我的网友去谈了。
So if I cannot get any love from my spouse, then I will go on the internet and find somebody who I can converse with.
我认识一个弟兄啊，他结婚了，他太太还刚刚怀孕。
I know of a person in church who was only recently married and his wife was pregnant.
他说他要离婚
，and he said he needs a divorce.
为什么？他在网上认识了一个离婚的女人，他每天跟她谈话，谈的哇，他说哇，我恨不得相见恨晚。
And the reason is because he says I spend this time on the internet chatting with another divorced woman, and we know each other so well and have so many things in common that I wish I had met her earlier.
我们就告诉那个弟兄说，你是不是头脑坏去了啊？脑筋秀的了。
We asked, and my response to this brother in church is that, what's wrong with you?
你看你在大学的时候啊，你在追你的太太的，这样一直追追追追追追追追的好辛苦，把她追到了，对不对
？In your college university days, you pursued your wife with such passion and.All these times that you spend to build that relationship with her, and then finally she agreed to marry you. Wasn't that the case?
哦，追到以后你就说，哇，我的人生真是满足啊！有她的话，啊，我真的是非常的满足。
And you declare that when you are married, that now your life is fulfilled and you find happiness.
现在她刚刚怀孕的话，你是怎么搞的？你脑筋怎么搞的啦
？And now she's just pregnant with a child, and now you have this thought. What is wrong with you?
所以你看，最坏的罪是最美的包装。
So you see, sometimes the worst type of sin are packaged in the most beautiful packaging.
对不对？有些人说我没有自由，我无宁死啊，没有自由，我宁可死掉，对不对
？Some people declare that without freedom, I'd rather die, right?
如果没有这个爱情，我这个婚姻干什么？为什么要维持下去啦
？If there's no love, why should I maintain my marriage?
一直维持到啊，小孩子都毕业了，空巢的时候，我们才说，哎，谢拜拜。
Maybe we made a decision, but we'll maintain a resemblance of a family until the kids grow up and go to college and head out, and then we'll say goodbye to each other.
所以怪不得有些人流行一句话，见面说，哎，你离了没有？
And so there are actually a greeting that is going around where you said, hey, have you divorced yet?
所以有时候讲久了以后，他说，哎，好像这个大家都是这样子嘛。是啊，好像越来越有道理啊。问这一句好像越来越有道理啊。
Because people live in situations like this, and it becomes more and more prevalent, and now because it being perpetuated, it started to become truth.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢
？The heart of man is most deceitful above all things, and beyond cure. And who can understand it?
如果不让神的话来拆穿我们的虚假，我们就会变成常常把一些罪包装得很美丽。
If the word of God does not come into our life to break down and tear down the deceitfulness and falsehood of our hearts, then how can we know that we truly are living in sin?
然后第三步就来了。
And so this leads to the third point.
就变成我们讲话话语开始就虚假了。
That is that the words that we speak become deceitful.
当人的虚假本性没有被拆穿的时候我们就会把罪包装，然后再来就表现在我们讲话的虚假。
Because of the deceitfulness of our hearts and because of the beautiful packaging we place around the sins, That will result in human beings speaking in falsehood.
我们就开始不敢讲真话，也不想听真话。
We started to avoid speaking in truth, then we do not want to hear the truth confronted to being confronted by truth.
他就讲说，哎呀，很后悔做基督徒，我很后悔做基督徒。
I've heard people say, I regret becoming a Christian.
因为圣经说基督徒不可以离婚耶。
Because the Bible says that Christians ought not to divorce.
我想这个神的话是过时了，过时了。
I think that this word of God is in the past tense.
那是对过去的人讲，对我们现代人不适用了。
It's in the Bible, but it must be spoken to the people in the past, and it's not current, and it does not speak to people in today's society.
所以你看，从这样的话，慢慢这话语上就开始虚假了。
And so you see that, even in the words of men, started to speak falsehood.
再来引致第四个。
And this will lead to the fourth point.
第四个就是会开始追求虚假。
The fourth is that we will pursue falsehood.
把那个虚假的目标、虚假的追求啊，当成真实的。
And so we would chase after goals and goals of life that are actually false.
所以你看这个弟兄，你看他把还没有到的想象的非常的美丽。
You see this brother, he had a picture of what he cannot have, and he thinks that it's the most wonderful thing.
他却不知道说，哎，婚姻是要去营造的。虽然现在有困难，但是要营造的。你要去投资爱情啊。对, 对，比如说这里一个箱子，大家都不把爱放进去，偏偏要从那个箱子里面拿爱出来，怎么会有呢
？He does not realize that a marriage needs investment, and love also needs investment. For example, if love was contained in a box and no one makes the deposits, but everybody is withdrawing from it, then of course there's nothing to withdraw from.
他现在牺牲现有的幸福，要追求一个不确定的幸福，但是他把这个追求。看成是哎，那个才是真实的。这个真实的是假的，那个假的虚的呀、啊、是真实的。你看，变成这样子。
And so this brother chose, he wants to give up what he already has in order to pursue after something that he doesn't have, but he believes is much better than what he has currently. And so you see now this false, the false impression or false hope has become his dream and becomes his goal.
所以先知话语的作用就是四个：第一，拆穿人的虚假。
And so the words of the prophet has these four functions. Number one, it is to break down and tear down falsehood of the heart.
第二个，拆穿罪的虚假。
Second one is to tear down and break down the falsehood of sin.
第三个，拆穿人话语的虚假。
Third one is to tear down and break down the falsehood in one's words.
第四个，拆穿人虚假的追求。
Thirdly, it breaks down and tears away the false hope and false pursuit of mankind.
所以圣经告诉我们说，第一个要回到神的面前来。
And that is why the Bible tells us the first thing that we must do is come back to God.
你看，人心比万物都诡诈。
The heart of man is deceitful above all things.
已经病入膏肓，无可救药，谁能够去知道它呢
？It is beyond cure, and so who can understand it?
所以我们不可以。我不是说我们不要信任自己哈，我的意思是说，我们不可以什么以为自己非常的值得信任，从来不会改变不会变。
So I'm not saying that we cannot trust ourselves, but what I'm saying is that we should not trust ourselves to a point in thinking that we cannot change.
世界上不变的只有上帝不变。
The only thing that is unchanging in this world is God Himself. He is unchanging.
所以说我们要来信靠神，才会看到我们心里面真正我们真的看不到的那个阴暗面。
And so the only way that we can approach this is by trusting in God, and that through trusting in God that we are able to face and deal with the dark side of our lives.
我们来看第十节哈，十七章耶利米书十七章第十节。
Let us look at verse 10, Jeremiah 17, verse 10.
你看第十节一开始他又神怎么讲说我啊，他把自己爱放在最大的，然后耶和华是鉴察人心，他是 explore the heart. He spoiled the heart.
The beginning of verse 10 says, I, so he, God starts by declaring something about himself. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart.
因为诡诈就是一个伪装的意思，伪装，诡诈人就会伪装。
Because one who is deceitful is good at packaging themselves and misrepresenting themselves.
只有神能够把这个伪装拿走，伪装，把它拿开。
Only God can remove this pretense.
是不是？所以有些人在约会的时候就是要伪装一下啦，对不对？啊。
Isn't that the case when some people are go on dates and they would like to present themselves differently?
比如说我跟我太太约会的时候也是这样的啦。
When I was dating my wife, that was the same way.
我本来是脾气很急很暴躁，但是我要在她面前要显得很温柔啊。
By nature, I'm very short-tempered and easily angered, but when I'm with her, I would present my gentle side.
那我要化妆一下，对不对？把头发吹一吹，然后。把它抹油啊，对，要弄得好看一点，体面一点啦、啊。
And I have to also spend time paying attention to my appearance. I would have to blow dry my hair, and I would put some gel in there so that I look better.
对，他说 gel， 对，以前我最喜欢用的是英国的 Morgan 的 gel。
My favorite gel before was from England. It is the Morgan gel.
哦，那个真的是很好。
That was the best type.
啊，味道真的是以前都买不到，还要从香港啊，有个同学，他的姐姐在香港，他买过来。
And it smells very good, and you couldn't even buy it. I had to get it from a friend whose sister is in Hong Kong.
但是结了婚以后就卸妆了，卸妆了，伪装就卸妆了。
But all these packaging and the tension I put into my appearance all were gone after marriage.
所以有时想说已经得到什么，何必再伪装呢、啊？对不对
？Because I already have what I need, so why pretend anymore?
所以你看圣经的经文讲说，爱哦，他说没有一个人，没有一个人可以试透。但是第十节就讲说有一个人，他说是神讲说我 explore the heart， 能够揭开心里面所有的伪装。
And so while in verse 9 the question was posed, who can understand it?But in verse 10, the answer comes from God, and he starts out by saying, I am the one who can search the heart.
他怎么把我们的心理伪装拿掉呢？他用什么 ？Test, 试验人的肺腑 ，test its hidden depths. 啊，有些英文翻译本用这样讲。
And so, how does God search the heart, and how does he remove the pretenses of the heart? The NIV says, examine the mind, and some other translation says, it reveals the hidden things.
Test.
Attest the hidden depths.
Depths. 意思说我们，你看，有时候我们去抽血啊，对不对？抽血啊，做身体检查。
Sometimes, we need to get some blood test done.
啊，然后一看看，哦，你的 lipid， 一看看，哦，你这个肝指数比较高哦，哎，这个三甘脂油高哦。等等等等，很多我们看不见的症状就跑出来了，对不对
？And oftentimes we get the test results, and the readings from the test result may say your index for your liver may be too high, or other things in your blood is also approaching or above the normal readings. And so what happens is that the blood test result reveals a lot of the issues that has to do with your body that previously.We're hidden.
如果不检查身体啊，每年不检查，有时候看起来好好的，你看我不是胖胖白白的吗？
So if we do not go in for annual checkup, for example, myself, see, I'm somewhat chubby and I have good skin.
所以有些人呢，如果我们神的话就是一个试剂哈，如果我们从来都不去读神的话，就想，哎呀，我做基督徒，你看比上不足，比下有余，我是很好的啦。不错的啦，可以的啦。
And so similarly, if we do not read the scripture, we do not read the word of God, we may think to ourselves, I'm a pretty good Christian. Yes, I may not be the best Christians there are, but I'm certainly much better than most of other Christians.
然后他说怎么试验我们的肺腑呢
？So how does God examine our minds and our hearts?
试验之后就要一个处方，要个一个去治疗它，对不对？
Because after an examination, then there should be a solution, right? There should be ways to solve the problem.
他说要照个人所行的和他所做事的结果来报应他。
It says here that it is to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve.
啊，我有时候我们常常想说，哎，神的报应是不是将来才发生的？
Sometimes we have this notion that the reward or consequences that God will give us will only happen in the future.
当然，将来一定会发生，没有错啊。
Of course, they will happen in the future.
但是如果一个好的医生啊，他想说，哎呀，等到你将来哦，那个到第四期的时候，什么症状都发出来的时候，我再来治疗，好不好？
But suppose you go to a doctor, and this doctor tells you, well, I already detect some symptoms of your disease, but I'm going to wait till it gets to stage four, when all the symptoms reveal themselves, then I will come and give you the treatment.
这样的医生，你敢不敢去看他？
Would you want to go back the second time to this doctor?
这样的医生我也不用看他，等到我第四期的时候发出来的时候，我也知道了，对不对？
Well, I don't need this kind of doctors because by the time I'm stage four, I have all the symptoms. I know exactly what's going on with me also, right?
有些人久病成良医呢，病很久的话，哎，慢慢的也比医生也差不多跟医生差不多一样啊，对不对？
Some people, because they're so disease-ridden and they've been battling disease for so long, they have as much knowledge as the doctors themselves, right?
但是神不是这样的。
But that's not how God is.
他说报应他就说一有症状就马上给你处方。
But God's way of dealing with people is that the moment that a symptom has been detected, then God has a prescription for it.
所以现在的医学说，那个预防胜于治疗，对不对？
So today, we know that the medical approach is prevention.
所以说神的话也是一样，预防胜于治疗。
That is the same way with God's word, that prevention is much better approach than reaction.
我们不要等到事情已经发生了很严重的时候才说，啊，是了，我是应该悔改了，我应该知道我是这么坏的人了。你看，我本来不知道嘛，或是慢慢知道一点，但是我一直否认啊。
And so it's much better that as we are being examined by God and as He speaks to us, that we start to examine our own selves and start to change our own ways little by little. Maybe we admit to God that I didn't know that I was this way, but I want to correct myself.
所以第一个还是回到我们的大前提。
And so if we go back to our theme,
如果我们不真正的很有一个认知说，哎呀，人真的是虚假的。
If we don't recognize the truth is that man's heart is deceitful.
我们就不会对神的话语很敏感。
If we don't have that realization, then we will not become sensitive to the word of God.
所以神的话语啊，就好像就没有作用了。
And so when the word of God comes into our lives, then it becomes ineffective.
所以聪明的信徒啊，不是等到说事情已经很严重了，那个后果严重的时候才来找神。
And so a good Christian knows that the time to deal with sin is not later, but rather it is now.
好，让我们来看耶利米书第九章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 9.
(clears throat) 我们要看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
到第九节。
Verse 1 through 9.
我来念一次，请你们听哈。但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。唯愿我在旷野有行路人住宿之处，使我可以离开我的民出去，因为他们都是行奸淫的，是行诡诈的一党。他们弯起舌头像弓一样，为要说谎话，他们在国中增长势力，不是为行诚实，乃是恶上加恶，并不认识我，这是耶和华说的。你们个人当谨防邻舍，不可信靠弟兄，因为弟兄进行欺骗，邻舍都往来残谤人。他们个人欺哄邻舍，不说真话，他们教舌头学习说谎，劳劳碌碌的作孽。你的住处在诡诈的人中，他们因行诡诈不肯认识我，这是耶和华说的。 所以万军之耶和华如此说，看啊，我要将他们融化熬炼，不然我因我百姓的罪该怎么行呢？他们的舌头是毒箭，说话诡诈，人以邻舍口说和平话，心却谋害他。耶和华说，我岂不因这些事讨他们的罪呢？岂不报复这样的国民呢？
Jeremiah 9:1-9. Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I may leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like bow and shoots lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another, and they do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust your brothers, for every brother is a deceiver and every friend a slanderer. Friend deceives friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie, and they weary themselves with sinning. You lie in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will refine and test them. For what else can I do because of the sin of my people? Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks with deceit. With his mouth, each speaks cordially to his neighbor, but in his heart, he sets up trap for him. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this?
你看第九章第一节到第九节里面最多字是哪一个字？出现最多的一个字。
Between verses 1 through 9, what is the word that appears the most?
诡诈，诡诈，诡诈。
Deceit, deception, deceitfulness.
所以你看他这里说一个诡诈的人是不肯认识神的人。
Here it says that a deceiver is one who refuses to know God.
所以今天很多人就讲说，哎呀，没有神啊，没有神，没有公义的审判啊，没有地狱啊。神既然是爱的话，应该没有地狱。
There are so many people who says today, there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no sin, and there is no hell.
哎呀，人死了就如灯灭了，一了百了嘛，还有什么死后还有审判？
In fact, there are no judgments, there are no punishments, so there's no such thing as a suffering after death.
所以你看，诡诈是造成虚假的最重要的一个原因。
Deceitfulness is one root cause of falsehood.
所以人不肯认识自己的虚假的时候，是让我们没有办法完全认识神的一个症结点。
So if a person is has falsehood in him, then that is one major roadblock for that person to truly come to know God.
以前的理性主义的时候兴起的时候，他们就讲说：“我思故我在。”啊，我们人因为有思想，所以我们人啊就知道我们为什么存在。
Part of the belief of feminism is that if I think, then therefore I am.
错了，圣经讲的是说，如果人不认识神，根本就不认识自己。
However, that is wrong because the Bible tells us that without the knowledge of God, one cannot truly know oneself.
所以这里就告诉我们说，真的。我们要知道我们自己是什么人，要真的要来到神的面前。
And so we need to first realize what kind of people we are before God if we want to know ourselves in a truthful manner.
让神的光来光照我们，让我们真真实实的看到自己是什么样的人。
We must allow the light of God to shine into our hearts so that we may be revealed as to the true person that we are before Him.
如果我们不是在一个很干净的房间里面，不是一个很光的亮照光照进来的时候，有时候我们都看不到，哎，这个空气里面啊，还有我们人的身上还有很多脏的地方。
If you're in a room and the room is not, you wouldn't know how clean the room is until you allow the sunlight to clearly shine into the room. Then you would realize how much dust and how much dirt is permeated in the room and also in the air that you breathe.
所以先知的话语就是要让人看到自己的虚假。
And so the word of the prophet first is to reveal the falsehood in a person.
还有拆穿人虚假的追求。
And to tear away the false pursuit of mankind.
今天台湾的那些官员是世界上学历最高的人。
Today, the government officials and politicians in Taiwan, they have some of the highest academic credentials.
但是你看很多的部长啊，急的哈，他们啊要做什么事情的时候，还要 哦，这个桌子方向不对，怪不得我的政绩不好，转一下。
But you see, even heads of departments would have this concept that the reason why my work is not seeing the effect that I intend to be has to do with the placement of the table. Maybe the direction is wrong.
是不是啊？然后他们还前很多年前，这几十几年前还相信一个人叫做宋七力。
And many years ago, they believe in a person. His name is Song Qili.
他说他会分身哦，他人在这里，他会分到什么地方？哇，好多部长啦、啊、市长啦、啊，什么哇，都去拜他啦，跟他求问啦、啊、指点迷津啊，等等。
And this person claims that he can duplicate himself and be at multiple places at the same time. And so there are even heads of departments who would go and seek advice from him or.Worship him and want his help.
不但是这样，很多做生意的那些头脑很精明的 CEO 也是这样。
And even very bright people who are running companies, CEOs of companies, they're the same way.
有一次我在台湾上班的时候啊，每当初一十五的时候，我的老板就会拜拜。
And when I was still in the industry in Taiwan, my boss would religiously worship.Following the local superstition, every first of the month and the 15th of the month, they would have to worship the spirits.
他说刘科长把抽屉打开，拜拜的时候要把所有的抽屉都打开。
And my boss would come and tell me, he says, while we're doing this, when we're worshiping the spirit, you have to open up all the drawers.
越多越好，全部都打开。
The more drawers you open in the office, the better.
我说为什么要打开啦？
And I said, why?
我说打开那个公文角都掉下来啦。
He says, it's actually not convenient to open all the drawers in the office.
他说一步打开钱来呀、啊、钱来的的时候怎么会来啊
He says, if you don't open the drawers, and then when the money comes, they can't be collected.
他以为这样拜拜把抽屉打开、哦、就会 公司的生意好有很多钱但是要装啊装钱你抽屉不打开他讲得很对啊翻译得很对。但是这样拜有用吗
？So, but this superstition does it work?
还有我一个老板哦，他拜虎爷啊，老虎啊，哈、
哦，
他每天都要很恭敬的去拜虎爷，这样。
I have another boss who was very devout in worshiping the tiger god.
那有一天我跟他回去的时候，看到说，哎呀，奇怪啊，公司前面怎么车水马龙？
One day I went back to the office and I saw that there was a traffic jam and I was curious.
救护车都来了，因为他拜虎爷那个香哦烧起来，把公司的 office 烧掉了。
That's because and I noticed that the fire engines were parked in front of the office because the incense he used to worship the tiger god caused the office to catch fire.
他还没有想到说这个拜是根本就没有效用。他说可能啊，我拜的不够虔诚。
And instead of thinking there's something wrong with this type of superstition, his rationale was, maybe I wasn't devout enough in the way that I approached the tiger god.
我们来看以赛亚书四十四章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 44.
看神借的先知怎么讲话。
How did God use the prophet to speak?
我们从第六节开始。四十四章。
Isaiah 44, we'll start with verse 6.
经文很长，但是我不解释，我们把它练过，我从第六节练到第二十节。
It's a long passage, verse 6 through verse 20, and we'll just read through it.
耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救赎主，万军之耶和华如此说，我是首先的，是末后的，除我以外，再没有真神，自我设立古时的。的民谁能向我宣告并且指明又为自己陈说呢让他将来未来的事和必成的事说明你们不要恐惧也不要害怕我岂不是从上古就明指示你们吗并且你们是我的见证除我以外岂有真神吗诚然没有磐石我不知道一个制造雕刻偶像的尽多虚空他们都喜悦的都毫无益处他们的见证毫无无所看见无所知晓他们便觉羞愧谁制造神像制造无意的偶像看啊他的同伴都必蒙羞 工匠也不过是人，任他们聚会，任他们站立，都必惧怕，一同羞愧。铁匠把铁在火炭中烧热，用锤打铁器，用他有力的膀臂锤成。他饥饿而无力，不喝水而发昏。木匠拉线，用笔画出样子，用刨子刨成形状，用圆尺画了模样，仿造人的体态做成人形，好住在房屋中。他砍伐香柏木，又取树和橡树，在树林中选定一棵。他栽种松树，得以长阳。这树人可以用以烧火，他自己取些烤火，又烧着烤饼，而且做神像跪拜，做雕刻的果像向他叩拜。他把一分烧在火中，把一分烤肉吃饱，自己吃火说，哈哈，我暖和了，我见了火。他用剩下的做了一神，就是雕刻的偶像。他向这偶像俯伏叩拜祷告，他说，求你拯救我，因你是我的神。他们不知道也不思想，因为耶和华闭住他们的眼不能看见，塞住他们的心不能明白，谁心里也不醒悟，也没有知识，没有聪明，能说我曾拿一分在火中烧了，在炭火上烤过饼，我也烤过热吃，这剩下的我岂可以做那可憎的物吗？我岂可向木铺子叩拜呢？他以灰为食，心中昏迷，使他偏斜，他不能自救，也不能说我右手中岂不是有虚晃吗？那个英文的你自己看了，我想这个很长，我不要念。
This is a long passage, so we'll not repeat it in English.
你看，当我们不认识真神的时候，我们就一个虚假的追求。
But if we do not know the true God, then our pursuit would be the pursuit of falsehood.
就是耶利米第二章十一章十一节到十三节也告诉我们。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verses 11 through 13 tells us similarly.
这个比较短哦。第二章十一到十三，岂有一国换了他的神，其实不是神，但我的百姓将他们的荣耀换了那无义的神。诸天啊，要因此惊奇，极其恐慌，甚为凄凉。这是耶和华说的，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, O heaven, and shudder with great horror. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
好，我们总结一下今天的信息。
So here's a conclusion.
第一个，先知的话指出人的虚假。
The words of the prophet points out the falsehood of man.
拆穿罪恶的虚假。
It tears down the falsehood of sin.
拆穿人话语的虚假。
It tears down the falsehood of man's words.
拆穿人追求的虚假。
And it tears down the falsehood of human pursuits.
那我们应该怎么办呢？
Well, if that's the case, what should our responses be?
有两个建议。
Here are two suggestions.
我们看箴言书第四章二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23:20-23. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 23.
他借着圣灵来告诉属神的儿女说，我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他了，就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。
Proverbs 4:20-23. My son, pay attention to what I say, listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight, keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body.
既然我们人心坏到极处，我们自己有时候都不明白，所以第一个神告诉我们说，要常常保守我们的心。
Because the man's heart is so wicked that we need to come before God and ask God for protection and for His protection over our hearts.
因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Because all things in life stems from the heart.
一个人的心有时候偏差一点，自己不知道，在他就慢慢的偏差，差之毫厘，谬之千里，到有一天就整个偏掉了。
Because everything in life starts from somewhere, and if the decision from the very beginning, while we may only miss the mark by a little, but as they accumulate over time, then at the end we may be far off from the path.
所以有一个牧者讲说，你看现在所有的媒体啊、internet 啊等等啊，就是在争夺我们的心。
A pastor had once said that there are so many things in this world that are fighting to grasp hold of our hearts, including television and the internet and all the entertainment.
各式各样的学说啦、历史啦、等等啦、广告啦、等等啦，都是在争夺我们的心。
Messages of false hope, advertisement, marketing efforts, and everything that's around us is trying to fight for the attention of our hearts.
也争夺我们儿女的心。
And they also, at the same time, fight for the hearts of our children.
所以有些父母啊，非常紧张啊。他说：“哎呀，怎么办啊？现在的学校啊，还有风气啦、社会都这么坏啊，那我怎么教养儿女啦？我能够管住他的身体，但是我没有办法管住他的心啊。”
And so some parents are worried, and of course they express this concern and worry of theirs. They said, even in schools, even among the students, among classmates.Of course, not to say the things they see on television and in the media, all these things are influencing our children. And while I may be able to control their physical whereabouts, but how can I control and help with their hearts?
太太也是这么想啊，哎呀，我的先生每天接触了这么多啦 ,internet 啊，还有他公司的女同事啊等等，我怎么管住他的心啊？
And the wives also have the similar concern, right? For the husbands, that my husband is at work all day long and he's spending time on the internet.He has all these female co-workers that he works with. How can I rule over his heart?
所以人家说丈夫丈夫是一丈之内就是你的先生了，过了一丈就不是了。丈夫丈夫。
The Chinese word for husband seems to only indicate that he will only be your husband if he's only nearby.
所以你看，保守我们的心是最重要的一件事情。
So you see that the most important thing is for us to keep our hearts.
要怎么保守呢？他二十节、二十一节就告诉我们。
And how can we keep watch over our hearts? 20 verses 21 and 22 tells us.
他说：“我们要把神的正确的话都存到我们的心里面来，然后那些假的言论、虚假的言论、虚假的追求，一来的时候，我马上就知道它是假的。”
It says here to keep the pure and the right word of God in our hearts. So if we are filled with what is right.Then with a thing that are false comes our way, then we easily can identify them and we can easily reject them.
银行的职员啊，他们怎么教他们去认真抄呢？不是说哎呦，现在假钞有500种，你每种假钞去看一看啊。哎，当你看完的时候，对不起啊，又出来40种假钞了，你永远看不完，对不对？
The way that they train the bank tellers to tell the difference betweenThe proper currency and those that are counterfeit is not by giving them examples of 400 different types of counterfeits because the moment that they give the training, 40 more different counterfeits will show up, right?
So that 每天看真钞摸真钞，所以摸得很熟的时候，已经变成他生命的一部分。假钞一来一看一摸就知道这是假的。
The fact is, the way they train them is by giving them the genuine.Bill, so that they can touch it and they can review it all day, all the time, and so that they're so familiar with the genuine bill that the moment a counterfeit comes across their desk, they can detect it easily.
因为神的话可以带给我们真正的生命
because the word of God brings us true life.
让我们认识什么才是生命中最重要，才是永恒的价值的。
It tells us what is the most valuable, things in life, and it tells us what is true in life.
还有医全体的良药，把那些虚假都把它拿掉。
And it is the wellspring, it is health to a man's whole body, so that all the falsehood and all the evil, all the sin can be removed.
这里的保守就是竭力的保守，就像足球赛那个守门员啊，用尽一切的方法，不要让对方把球射进来。
The word guarding the heart has a connotation of a goalie at a soccer game protecting that goal to prevent the attack of the opposing team so that the ball would never get through the gate.
因为撒旦的毒箭啊，毒球啊，每一天都要射向我们的心，所以我们要去保守它。
Because the poisonous arrow from Satan that he's hurling at us and all the temptation and sin that comes across our way, we need our hearts to be guarded.
所以最好的办法不是看住你儿女的心身体，而是让他认识耶稣基督，让他靠着神的恩典来保守他。
And so the best way is not to control the physical whereabouts or even control the hearts of your children. The best way is to lead them to Christ so that they may be protected.
最后我们看以弗所书，我们就结束今天的讲到第六章，以弗所书新约。
And lastly, let's look at Ephesians chapter 6.Ephesians is in the New Testament.
第六章我们要第十节、哦、
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10.
第十节到第十七节。
Verses 10 through 17.
我来念一下、哦、我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主倚赖他的大能大力做刚强的人，要穿戴上帝所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们不是以属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管理这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作复兴镜做遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，并靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Ephesians 6, 10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can use to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray to the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind,Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
好，我很简单的解释一下。
And so here's a very simple and a summary explanation.
第一个，我们要用公义当作复兴镜，复兴镜。
First, we need to use righteousness as the breastplate, and breastplate is a protection around the heart.
神是公义，是信实的，神的话是公义的。所以我们要神的话来保护我们的心。
God is faithful and his words are righteous. And so we use the word of God to protect around our heart.
用神的标准来鉴察我们自己。
We will use the standard of God to examine ourselves.
不是用人的标准，用人的标准我们常常解释，哎呀，你看，我虽然比不上 James, 但是我比那个人好多了。
We do not use human standards as examination and as standards, otherwise we would say,Well, I compare to James, I'm not as good, but compared to someone else, I'm much better.
公义当作复兴镜，公义一方面也讲到我们跟神的关系是正确的。
Righteousness also speaks to the fact that our relationship with God is a right one.
我们口中的言语、心里的意念，在神面前是光明的，没有亏一点瑕疵的。
words of our, from our mouth and the conduct of our lives, they are consistent with the light that comes, that comes from righteousness.
我们有个清洁的心, 正直的灵在我们里面。
We have a pure heart and we have a straight, we have a straight mind.
所以撒旦就看不到我们心里面的, 他就没有办法来攻击我们。
If we do so, then Satan will be unable to attack us.
你知道有时候神, 不, 撒旦要让我们犯罪的话, 他知道, 他看到说, 哦, 这个人心里有一个骄傲, 或是一个不饶恕, 他对某某人有个偏见, 所以他常常就故意制造一个机会, 让我们跟那个人产生矛盾。
You know, oftentimes when Satan wants to attack a person, Satan will detect in a person's heart an area where he can grasp hold of, and it could be an area of pride, or maybe an area of bitterness with another person, and he will use that as a way in, and he will cause issues and contentions between you and the other person.
因为我们心灵不是个物质的实体, 是个灵来的, 所以那个撒旦他是灵界的, 他有某种的能力, 他可以看到我们灵里的光景。
Our hearts are not physical aspect of ourselves, rather it is a spiritual aspect. So Satan, being a spiritual being, has this ability to pierce through our spirit and understand the condition that it is in.
所以圣经里面讲说, 犹大卖耶稣是吗? 撒旦进入他的心。
And so the scripture tells us that when Judas betrayed Jesus, it says that Satan entered into his heart.
但是我们用神的公义当作父亲敬的时候, 他就没有完全任何办法。
But if we use righteousness, God's righteousness, as a breastplate to protect our hearts, then Satan will have no way in.
他要窥探我们的心的时候, 一打开, 哇, 神的公义射出来, 啊, 他就赶快逃走了。
It wants to come in and it wants to attack our hearts, but what it finds is a breastplate that is of the righteousness of God, and so he will be prevented from attacking us.
所以保守我们的心,
and so we need to guard our hearts, we need to put on the full armor of God every day.
如果不让神来摄取我们, 我们就
If we do not have protection of God, if we do not have His words in our lives, then we will not have God's righteousness as a breastplate.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们来到你面前, 真的是要向你承认, 我们人本质真的是虚假的。
Dear God, we come before you and truly we admit that our hearts, by its nature, are deceitful.
唯有你才是真实的, 过去永远 过去现在到永远是永不改变的。
Only you are the always true and always unchanging.
因为我们人常常会因着情况啦, 因着利益啦, 因着时间的改变, 我们自己也都改变了。
We know that we change due to circumstances or various different reasons or environment or things out of our control.
有时候我们的成, 因着我们的自己的成就, 骄傲啦, 或是等等,
Sometimes, because of our own accomplishments or the pride that is within us, that we are unable to see our true condition and true state before you.
所以我们今天要到你的面前, 完完全全地来向你求告。
So we come before you today, and with humility, we pray to you.
让我们真是能够完全向你降服。
Allow us to be completely submissive to you.
让我们真是能够完全地信靠耶稣基督的救恩。
So that we may surrender ourselves to you and depend on the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
让主耶稣的宝血来洁净我们的心, 做我们的救赎主, 还有做我们一生的主宰。
May the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ come and cleanse us so that we may recognize Jesus not only as a Savior, but the Lord and Master of our everyday lives.
因为如果我们的心不让你管理的时候, 就是在人, 在恶者的攻击之下。
If our hearts are not protected by you and guarded by you, then it will be under attack by Satan and the enemy always.
因为人的一生的果效是从心发出来的。
We know that all things in life starts from the heart.
谢谢你赐下耶稣做我们的救主。
We thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus to save us.
谢谢你借着这些你所启示的, 经过先知的话语写在圣经里面。
Thank you for revealing your heart and your will to us through the words of the prophets.
就像圣灵的灵魂的, 宝剑一样, 刺开我们的内心。
And as the sword that can divide even between our soul and spirit.
因为我们认识到我们自己的虚假。
Because we can then now recognize the falsehood within us.
我们悔改归向你的时候，我们反而能够真实的活在神的面前。
When we repent and come back to you, we know that is the moment when we can live truthfully before you and before man.
保守我们的儿女，我们的亲友，我们的配偶。
Watch over us, protect our spouses, protect our children.
让他们藏在神的爱中。
So that they may always remain in your love.
保守自己。
And that they may guard themselves.
在圣灵里面，在至圣的真道中建造自己。
So that they may build themselves in your word and in the spirit.
仰望神的保守直到永生。
And that we may always look to you and always have the hope of that eternal life.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Hear our prayers, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.